We left off last week, Sedra, at a very low place for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu finally is beginning his shlichos. When it looks like we had watched over the course of Parsha Shmos, the Klal Yisrael are thrust into Galus, and then it looks like Geul is beginning to be mitnotzeitz. Geul is beginning to emerge. Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, and it initially seems like an incredible failure. Things only get worse, and that's where Shmos ends. Shmos is very much the Sedra of Galus. And in Va'era, we begin to see the wheels of Geula turning. We begin to see the process of Geula. Va'era begins with the Da'al L'Shon Rishal Geula, then the series of Makas begin, which will ultimately lead to Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the process towards the Har Sinai that will flow from there. There is, however, a one downward step from Shmos to Va'era. Yaakov Kamenetsky works hard in trying to figure out why it is that in Parak Dal and Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu initially comes to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael believe him. He doesn't get that type of acceptance, reception for Paro, but his initial reception with Klal Yisrael, by Yamein, Klal Yisrael believe. V'lo Shamu'u el Moshe, at the beginning of Parsha Va'era, V'lo Shamu'u el Moshe mikotzer ruach me'avod akasha. Now they're not listening. That's a sort of a strange backward step. Yaakov Kamenetsky has several suggestions. Let me just share one particularly novel one. And that speaks to a second question, which is a Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. We say it several times a week over the course of Shabbos. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. Other than the first Pasuk, there's nothing to do with Shabbos. It talks about Tzadikim, talks about Rishayim. Seems to have nothing. Good times in life, difficult times in life. What does it have to do with Shabbos? So Yaakov has a particularly creative solution. He says that the Midrashim tell us that initially Klal Yisrael were off on Shabbos in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to, negotiate they'd be off on Shabbos. And what were they doing on Shabbos? So Chazal speak about Megillos that they had, that they read. There was some sort of learning that was going on over the course of Shabbos. And Rabbi Yaakov points out that when you look at the literature that Moshe Rabbeinu produced, not Chumash, for which he was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's vehicle for presenting to Klal Yisrael, but the things that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote, a primary theme is Tzadik V'Ra'lo. A primary theme is when bad things happen to good people. One opinion in Chazal Maseches Bava Basra is that the entire Sefer Iyov, which is all a lengthy discussion why bad things happen to good people, Gemara suggests it may have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the 11 prakim of Tehillim from Perek Tzadi to Perek Kuf, written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's where one of the recurring themes is Tzadik V'Ra'lo, and particularly Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It's all about putting things into perspective, understanding that in the short run things don't make sense. In the long run, when it has a long enough perspective, things begin to fall into place. That's Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Rabbi Yaakov suggests, because Moshe Rabbeinu had originally written it for Shabbos in Mitzrayim. This was part of the literature that Moshe Rabbeinu had produced for Klal Yisrael to work on. They got a respite from the Avdus on Shabbos, and that's when they were able to think the Hoivin of thoughts. That's when they had the headspace to try to put things into perspective. Those same Midrashim that speak of Moshe Rabbeinu, that speak of the Klal Yisrael initially having this time on Shabbos to think, also speak of that was one of the things that was rolled away when after Moshe's initial interaction with Paro. Paro says, Tichbar avod al-am, we're going to make it even worse. Part of it is that they're going to have more work to do with in the same amount of time. And another part of it, the Medrash says, is that they stopped having the Shabbos off. They stopped having the Shabbos off. They stopped having the opportunity to have these Megillos. They stopped having the opportunity to review Hashkafah and to remember to put things into perspective. V'lo shamu'el Moshe mikotzer Ruach, and we have Oda Kasha. Klal Yisrael no longer had the headspace to process, to hear what Moshe was saying, not only because they didn't have the chance to breathe or to think, to process what Moshe was saying, but they no longer had that weekly opportunity to reset and to put things into perspective. They no longer had that opportunity. Now there were no longer Kalim Ruim Lakabel to hear Moshe's message until the Makos would change things and put them in a place where they could see and hear and understand the Yisodos and the Moon of the Moshe was